This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
The UK general election took place on the 4th of July this year, and today we are hearing from blind and partially sighted people about their experience of casting a vote. And joining us now to tell us about his experience of voting in this year's UK general election is Alec Patterson from Northern Ireland. Alec, lovely to have you join us on RNIB Connect Radio today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, Alec, how did you vote? Did you vote in person?
I did. Myself and my wife went up to the polling station yesterday.
And how was the experience like for you?
It was one of the better ones, I have to say. And I think with it being at the end of term, I went into a primary school. And the accessibility was so much better this time around. The staff, absolutely fantastic. Couldn't criticize them in the slightest. Few wee small things, like there was no extra lighting and there was no McGonagall reader. They did try and help. They went and got a Braille reader, but I don't know any Braille, but it was still a kind enough thought. So this time around was probably one of the best ones that I ever experienced.
Would you mind explaining what the McGonagall reader is, if anyone listening isn't sure what the device does and how it helps?
I've only seen one once, to be honest with you, and I was blown away with it. So today, my best description is your ballot paper goes underneath the reader, and the reader will then speak out what parties, who they are, is all underneath it. And it's all in a wee caption, and there's a button. And then you can then flick that button over. Once you've decided who you're voting for, then you can flick that over, and it helps make a mark on the page. It makes things an awful lot easier.
And what accessibility aids have you used this time voting, obviously not having that McGonagall reader?
Just the wife this time. Usually I just take magnifiers with us, but we were hoping that that was going to be there. So my lovely wife, she just points and tells me where to make my mark.
So what are the some of the things you would like to perhaps see in the future next time you go and vote?
I personally need more light. I'm in glasses the whole time. So this is the first time in the last couple where there hasn't been the extra light. That would be helpful, obviously, the reader. But for me, going in and out of the wee primary school that I go into, as I've already said, it was the space. I was able to get in and out. And then the next time we vote, I would have more of a need if things go as well as they're going in the next couple of weeks. I will have a guide dog the next time. So if it's the same amount of space for the next vote, I'll definitely need that.
And you said the staff were particularly helpful this time around. What was different?
One of the women I was chatting to has macular issues herself. So she was more in understanding. She was aware of some ways in to help and asked, did I need any help over? It's just with her having some issues herself, she was a lot more understanding than most.
So there was a lot more knowledge there. And Alec, how did you find, obviously you voted, but before voting, how did you find accessing all the information about like party policies and manifestos?
It was a bit of a strange one because in Northern Ireland, very few people come around the doors, which is a bit of a shock. I'm quite happy with that. A lot of them, I don't like them anywhere near my door. And the only other way of accessing it then was either on the telly each night or the odd thing on Facebook. That was the only way this year. Say very few. I think there was only two parties came to the front door this year.
Well, overall, Alec, how would you rate your experience this time? Were you quite comfortable? Are you quite happy?
I was very comfortable, very happy, and I was very thankful to RNIB for the Voters Count campaign. I think it was with a wee bit more notice, and I think people have listened and took that aboard. So I'm very appreciative of that.
Well, Alec Patterson, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.